You're listening to Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet. Live in our Cedar Falls studios, Lewis Knutson.
Trouble got me wishing that I had it to do over again. Just a poor sinner who needs some grace. Put myself in a high, high place, came tumbling to the ground, and now I have to say, I'm just a poor sinner who needs some grace. Lord, have mercy on the ones that never been to prison for their sin. Lord, have mercy on the ones that never been to prison for their sins. They're the only ones who got no idea what kind of trouble that they're in. So Lord, have mercy on the ones that never been to prison for their sins.
Lewis Knutson, what a great way to start a show, what a great way to start an album. We're going to tell people right now, we're going to go through the entire new record song by song, which is, that's a wonderful thing. I wish everybody did that. And this is such a varied album. We're going to hear a lot of different moods and textures here during this show. But that was a great way to start off with the slide guitar. Nice song.
Thank you.
And welcome back, by the way.
Thank you for having us. We really, really appreciate it. I got to say, as a musician, as you start to look for ways to, you know, find outlets and find new audiences, it's it's basically impossible to get on top 40 radio, and everybody knows that. But you guys are to play our album, and I hear a lot of my friends' albums, and hearing them come in here, we really appreciate what you do, and you work really hard at that. So thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
And you are from the Quad Cities area, and there are
a lot
of bands in the Quad Cities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are tons.
And, you know, it's we love to cover all the different music scenes in Iowa and across the river. So your new album is called Philip, been out like for a month now, I believe, correct?
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Or the CD release was about a month ago.
Yeah, that's right.
You seem like you're kind of a prolific musician, and you've got a lot of stuff out there. And what, 6 years you've been doing this?
Well, yeah, I mean, so-called full-time, I've been doing it for, you know, like almost five, I guess, I've been writing songs since I was a kid. I sold all my basketball cards when I was like 17 or something, and the Enchanting Musician's Friend catalog had this like mixer with a CD burner built into it, and that was like the coolest thing to get back in 2000. So I got one of those and started. So it's been quite a process, but yeah, there was a point at which I realized that people did actually still buy CDs in the modern day. And so back in 2014, we did the first one. And then 2015, we did the one that where we came in and played it for you guys.
I see. Yeah. And I'm sure you've added to your gear since then.
Yes.
Where
things
and how
have become
was,
a lot more like spare, yeah.
Where and how was Philip recorded then?
Well, that's the difference is that we kind of did a home recording style for the first two albums. But for this one, we started a Kickstarter and to raise money for some studio recording. And there's a guy named Patrick Stolle in Rock Island, who has a studio called Future Apple Tree, and it's kind of vintage style recording, and we recorded the whole me and Chris and Brandon. Chris Kuning is the drummer here, and Brandon Minnis is the bass player. The three of us went in on a cold February morning, and we pretty much cranked out all the songs. We played them all live to a two-track tape. And so that was my something I had been wanting to do for a long time is first of all get that vintage kind of crunchy sound on a record, and second of all to capture the live energy that you get when you're actually looking at each other and you're like, oh, how's this gonna go, and you're kind of there's a tension there, and there's a good fun nervousness. And an energy that sometimes I just noticed along the course of my own home recording, sometimes you lose in all the perfecting of every beat and every note, you sometimes lose a little bit of that, and it kind of dies and it kind of gets stale. So we recorded it with that in mind, and then we came in and added things like extra vocals and organs and stuff like that. But the core of it, rhythm plus me, whether I was playing guitar or piano, was all recorded live to a two-track tape, and I speak for all of us when I say we couldn't be happier with it. We were really happy with how it turned out.
All right, well, let's continue our journey through the Philip album. Then here's the second song on the album, Slow Lane.
All right, and for this one, we're bringing in our trumpet player Metro Lyle, and he'll be playing with us throughout most of the rest of the set.
I used to really want to be a big star on TV. Well, that did not work out, obviously. I made up my mind, I'm not gonna even try. If I'm not racing, then you can't say you beat me. I'd just as soon stay in the slow lane. 50 in a 65, gonna stay in the slow lane. Here I can survive, gonna stay in the slow lane, and enjoy my time. These days by three, I'm feeling so much lethargy. I just want to stay at home and watch TV. I see no silver lining winning second place, so I withdraw my name in order to save face. I'd just as soon stay in the slow lane. 50 and a 65, gonna stay in the slow lane. It's enough to survive, gonna stay in the slow lane, enjoy my time. Angels shall catch you, you won't strike your foot against a stone, no. Angels shall catch you, you won't strike your foot against a stone. Unproven manuscripts and blind guides. I have no opinion, my own personal decree is that everyone in the world must agree that no one knows for sure, just like me, just like me, just like me, just like me in the slow lane. Yeah, 50 and a 65, gonna stay in the slow lane. It's enough to survive, gonna stay in the slow lane, enjoy my time.
Thank you so much. This next song is called Be in the Time. And I wrote this song when I was worrying about either not being where I wanted to be in life or being too old or too young or something like that. And it just hit me like, be in the time. So this is a song I wrote about that.
Before the sun, the finish line before the run, a paycheck before I'm done. Ooh, 'cause I always jump the gun. I want the horse before the cart. I want the beat before the heart. Prize before I've won. I always jump the gun. Be in the time that you are. Be in the time that you are. Thank you.
Metro Lyle on the Iwi.
Oh, be in the time that you are. Be in the time that you are. You may feel like you're not getting. You are.
Thanks so much, guys. This next one is called Home of the Brave. I was just, this one's kind of asking the question, like, what's the American dream like? What are we shooting for here? And maybe it's, you know, maybe we need to rethink that. So here it is.
It's chirping, but that old temptation's lurking. Oh, you really should be working, 'cause there's much more to be done. Don't know how you make it when you smile. Do you fake it? Oh, how are we going to make it in the land of the free? The wolf howls at the moon as Grandpa sucks the silver off the spoon. Gives all his fake teeth to you, saying, try to live the dream of life and liberty. Or I devour you before you have the chance to devour me. Devour me. Immigrant worked 16 hours a day, unthinkable conditions for an unlivable wage. He said, I just want my children to have a better life than I had. His son was a clerk at a grocery store. The owners treated him well, but could have paid him more. He said, I just want my children to have a better life than I had. His son was a contractor, and with hard work and some luck, became very successful, but he still said, I want my children to have a better life than I had. His son went to college and drank a lot of beer, did a lot of drugs and struggled with depression, took his own life at age 25, and we were all so confused, 'cause he had everything his fathers had hoped for. Like life and liberty, where I devour you before you have the chance to devour me. Devour me. How on earth then shall we cope? Is there one good thing to hold our hope? Oh my, you gave us too much rope in the land of the free. Chance to devour me. Devour me.
Thanks, guys.
That's Home of the Brave from Lewis Knutson, and we're going to have much more, in fact, more songs from the new album, Philip, when we come back in 1 minute here on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet. Louis Knutson is our guest in our IPR Cedar Falls studios. We are going through all the songs on the brand new album, Philip, and it's quite a treat. It's been sounding great so far. Louis, I have to ask you, are your songs, I guess particularly on this album, autobiographical? You know, you've got observations about the state of the nation and, you know, and also things about, you know, everyday people, the common man and what he goes through. And we'll hear more of that in the songs to come. Is that based on your own life, your imagination?
I would say that most of it is. The only exception being Heaven on Earth is kind of a story that I ripped off from my dad's, like a story that he told me growing up, something that happened to him. But other than that, it's stuff that I've been thinking about and kind of, you know, and sometimes when you're writing songs, you kind of write a song about an idea and, or, you know, it just doesn't work. And so, and you try to make it work and you try to make it work. And the more you try, you just throw it away. And then you find later in life, you kind of like understand the nuances of that thing more. I don't know, but you kind of find that you've written the same song, but it's a lot better, at least, you know, so that you can, you feel okay singing in front of people and stuff with the melody and the way the words are and the way the poetry goes. So I would say I find songwriting to be that a lot of times, as me writing. And I've heard this from other songwriters. You only write like the same three songs, you know, for your whole life or whatever. Well, I hope that I can write a few more than that. But yeah, different ideas that have kind of matured. In fact, the last song on the album is definitely an example of that, where I was kind of looking for an idea for this melody for a long time, and it finally kind of struck me. So did you write
all these songs together with the idea of the album in mind, or you have like a notebook full of songs that you draw from and you revise and so on?
All My Sins was actually one of those revised ones. I had been working on it for several years. The rest of the album is pretty new. I think in 2016 I wrote it, and then early this year we recorded it.
Okay. Well, it's sounding great. Let's hear some more. It's Louis Knutson.
All right, this one's called Color and Warmth.
Curtains soften the light. Reds and oranges offset the white. The dark purple wind that blows through the window at night. Oh, 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 how this cold world needs some color and warmth. Watching graffiti while I wait for the train. Spilling coffee from a cup with a handwritten name. Breaking in my new white shirt with a stain. Oh, 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 how this cold world needs some things that are not the same. When will I find that house with the back patio and a wood-burning stove? My old soul, my old soul.
Thank you so much. next one's called Heaven on Earth.
Someone vandalized my car, and I don't care, and I don't care, why don't I care? My fridge is totally out of beer, and I don't care, and I don't care, why don't I care? Ooh, I found heaven on earth. You, I found heaven on earth, and it's you. Someone bulldozed my 52 Chevy into a rock wall yesterday, but I don't care, why don't I care? They shot it full of holes and set it on fire. Someone must really hate me out there, why don't I care? The store, filling up with gas. I just wanna be with you. Fixing my car, paying my bills, going to the store, filling up with gas. I wanna be with you. Fixing my car, paying my bills, going to the store, filling up with gas. Heaven on earth, and it's you, I found heaven on earth, yeah, and it's you.
Me and Metro ended playing the same note, mine with my voice and his with his trumpet. That was cool. We didn't even plan that. This is one called Home Is Where.
So where exactly? exactly is home for you. For me, it's been this pair of shoes, and this house is always a place to start, but I wouldn't say that it contains my heart. It's really just a place to sleep with clothes to wear and food to eat and a chair to sit and stare at the wall. But it's no place to hang my hat at all. The horizon holds my heart, and I'm chasing it apart. The sun still can't find my home. So keep the schemes and keep your scams. I've got my own investment plans to keep up the chase and work my fingers to the bone. I'm off the map. That's my home. The horizon holds my heart, and I'm chasing it apart. The signs say I've got quite a long way to go, and I still can't find my home. Miles to go. And I still can't find my still can't find my heart. I still can't find my home.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. This is a song called Music is the Only Drug I Need, and I kind of, maybe like some people here, feel sometimes against my will bombarded with pharmaceutical ads and on TV, and these medications help a lot of people, obviously, but I know a lot of people personally really close to me who have been hurt by them as well. And I think part of the reason for that is just this is being so forcefully kind of forced on us, is that like, this is good for you, this is good for you, you have to do it, don't think about it, just do it. This song is my response to that mindset. It's kind of maybe an overreaction, but it's like, well, no, actually, music is the only drug I need. So that's kind of the spirit behind this song. I'm not saying no one should take medications. I'm just saying this is a balancing factor. This is Philip. I don't have anything. Here we go. Oh, I do have to say, we don't have it released yet, but we're working on a really cool music video for this. It turned out like it's kind of a spoof on a pharmaceutical ad on TV, and it is just so cool. So I'm looking forward to that. Here we go.
Talk to your doctor about all the pills you take. Trade your headaches for mental earthquakes. Possible side effects may include endless crying or even dying. Music is the only drug I need. Music is the only drug I need. Is the only drug I need. Before I die to ease the pain, they'll try to sedate me and promise you won't let them near me. Oh, suffer, let me say what I have to say. Freedom spirit, can you hear it? Music is the only drug I need. Music is the only drug I need. Have been making you sicker. What if the doctor has been telling you lies? What if the very thing they tell you to avoid is the very thing that's been keeping you alive? What if the side effects are real and all the actors are just fake? Oh well, wouldn't that just be the icing on the cake? What if the blood pressure medication reminds you every day about your high blood pressure and how it never goes away? And what if just from the stress of that alone you have a heart attack one day? What if you die from your hospital visits in a shocking and ironic twist of fate? Oh well, now wouldn't that just be the icing on the cake? Music is the only drug I need. Music is the only drug I need. Music is the only drug I need. Music is the only drug I need.
Music is the only drug I need. We're looking forward to that video. That ought to be good. That'll be on lewisknutson.com, I would assume,
right.
Where all things Lewis Knutson can be found, including ways to get the new album, Philip, that we are enjoying tonight. We're going through the whole album. We have a couple more left. I did want to mention, you know, usually we talk about upcoming gigs that bands have coming up, and we were talking earlier about a prison gig you have coming up tomorrow.
Yeah. What's that all about? A few months ago, me and Chris and Brandon, this had just been, like, I saw the Johnny Cash movie, and, you know, I just thought, man, that's cool. He went into a prison, and he played music, and it just, like, he brought something that they weren't able to, you know, really be exposed to. It was in the back of my mind for a long time, and finally, fortuitously, a guy in my apartment building turned out to be work at the East Moline Correctional Center, and I said, you know what, it's kind of like my dream to play in a prison somewhere. And so he said, oh, we can totally set that up. But it was logistically really, it took a long time to get the ball rolling with stuff. But I just wanted to do it, and me and Chris and Brandon went in there and played mostly cover songs, actually, just kind of stuff that we're used to playing in restaurants and stuff. But I still remember, like, a lot of guys came. It was maybe like 50 years. It was more than they thought. And we're in this huge gym, and we're just singing, and they're singing along. We're singing You Can Feel It All, Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder, and you can just hear all these voices echoing, you can feel it all over. We're all singing together, and we all left just, I think, feeling pretty fulfilled. It was a neat thing, and so tomorrow we have another opportunity to do that, and so even though I can't invite people to do that, when we were talking to the employees there, they said that this only happens like maybe two or three times a year. So if there are other musicians out there listening who might be interested in that thing, there's a way to do it. And I mean, people can go to, like you said, where all things Lewis Knutson are. You go to my website, my email's there, and just email me, and I can tell people like what they can do to bring more music to people who can't hear very much.
All right. We should spell that out. Lewis.
Yeah, that's right. There's a billion different ways to spell both of my names.
Yeah.
So my first name is Lewis, and my last name is Knudsen. So if you put those together and then put a .com after it, that's my website.
Right. All right. And the new album is Philip. It's available there. And we're enjoying it tonight. We're going to have the last two songs on the album here to conclude this live performance of Philip. And by the way, you're willing to reveal why you called the album Philip?
Yeah, Philip is my middle name. These songs kind of seemed like something that was different and sort of a little, some stuff that I hadn't shown about myself before. And a lot of people don't know what my middle name is, so I thought I would tell them my middle name and tell them some things I had been thinking about in song form all at the same time. The cover art, as we were talking to her about earlier, is a meat cleaver, and I don't know, just listen to it and see if you can figure out why it's a meat cleaver.
good. Leave it a little suspense.
Gotta be there. A little mystery there, right?
Yeah, Philip. Well, you have to name an album something, so why not Philip, right?
Exactly.
Thanks to Tony Daner, thanks to Chris Fenton and Sean Paulette. I'm Mark Simmet, and we have a couple more. Thanks very much to Lewis Knutson and the band for coming in tonight to Cedar Falls. We really have enjoyed this. The album is great. Thanks a lot, Lewis Knutson. And we have a couple more.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, and everybody for making this happen. We really appreciate it. Just real quickly, again, I wanted to introduce everyone. I'm playing with Chris Kuning on the drums, Brandon Minnis on the bass guitar, Metro Lyle on the trumpet, and I'm Lewis Knutson. And really appreciate these guys coming with me, making the trip and taking time out of their schedules to do this, too. It's been a great opportunity for us to just share music with you all and people in Radio Land as well. This song is called Keep Up the Fight. I just kind of got a feeling that politically and socially, a lot of times I find myself pointing fingers and saying, you know, this is to blame. And this song is about when the finger kind of points back at me and I'm like, I just need to do something, you know. I need to keep up the fight and encourage other people to do that too. There are all kinds of different people
one wants to be understood. Oh, there are all kinds of different people. They all live in your neighborhood. Oh, Lord, involve me with peace and healing, not death and destruction, as is so often my way. I know that God will bring salvation to this broken down old house in his own way. Oh, gotta encourage each other to do right, or else we're gonna do wrong. Give up the fight, though the battle is long. Na 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 na. Keep driving past broken down cars, thinking someone else is gonna help them soon. Lord, forgive me. And I keep driving past broken down souls, thinking there's nothing I can really do. Lord, forgive me. Well, I cannot go on like this in every room I see. Either someone whose help I need, or somebody who needs some help from me. Well, it's not very safe, and I make all these embarrassing mistakes, but I will do my very best. If you would please show me some grace. We gotta encourage each other to do right, else we're gonna do wrong. Oh, we gotta encourage each other to not give up the fight, though the battle is long. Na 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 na. But who will be the first to cross the line? I've done wrong to you, you've done wrong to me. Oh, but who will be the first to cross the line? We'll be the first to cross the line. I've done wrong to you. Ooh, you've done wrong to me. Oh, but who will be the first? Let me be the first. Oh, let me be the first to cross the line. We gotta encourage each other to do right, or else we're gonna do wrong. Whoa. We gotta encourage each other to not give up the fight, though the battle is long. Oh, yeah, we gotta encourage each other to do right.
Thank you so much, guys. This is the last song in the album, and it's going to be the last song tonight. I'm just getting a drink of water. I was on tour two springs ago, and I was on a radio thing that they were doing somewhere in Tennessee, I think, and the lady said, you know, when you're on the radio, they can't see you, so you have to say what you're doing. So I'm drinking water. It's very exciting. Right, guys? This last song is called Jesus and Mary. This is a melody I had this whole song in my head for like 10 or 12 years. And finally, my wife came home from her job. She has a couple different jobs, but she waits tables at a restaurant in Moline. And she came home and she told me like this story about how someone said to her, like, I feel like you're Jesus and I'm Mary Magdalene. And that whole metaphor kind of like really intrigued me. And so I wrote this song, and it just like fit perfectly with the melody that I'd had in my mind. And so I'm really, really happy that I finally made a song out of it.
You're Adam, and it feels like I'm Eve. I eat forbidden fruit, and you jump in after me. We wait for salvation, for what seems like eternity. Oh, it just seems like you're Jesus and I'm Mary Magdalene. And when I run away or when I spend the day, you have always been the like you're Jesus and I'm Mary Magdalene. Oh, you're the level-headed one. I'm the one who makes a scene. You love everybody. I always charge a fee. Oh, it just seems like you're Jesus and I'm Mary Magdalene. And when I run away or when I spend the day, you have always been the only one.
Thank you.